We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Me remembering there's an open, I jumped in right away. We've only been doing this one for 78 years, but... Well, maybe it's the COVID thing, which I'll get into later, which I'm not happy about in all sincerity. Laura is here.
Yo.
Adam is dead to us. Laura, the sequence is you first, Cook second.
Okay.
I'm last.
Got it.
And good to chat with you. How are you?
You too. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm battling this COVID stuff.
Oh.
Let's just get into it right now.
Long COVID, kind of like icky hanging on?
Yeah, it's probably too early to be long COVID because I only tested positive about 3 weeks ago. But last weekend, I thought I was done. I thought I was done with it. I out and about, having fun, just simply walking a golf course. I had to walk off two golf courses, had to cancel stuff. Just exhaustion kicking in again.
Oh.
So it's only about 3 weeks, so it's way too soon to say long haul stuff, but it's given me pause. I will fully say that.
Well, so. Rest. You just got to rest,
yes.
Even though that's no fun. Do it.
Yes. Mm. Yes. All right. What do you have?
All right. My overrated is deep dish pizza, and that's probably going to not please some people, but
no,
I'm not a fan.
No, we're both with you, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. We went out for pizza last night at a new place, and I won't say the name of it. It was tasty. It was very good and a really cool little pizza joint, but as I was eating it, I just thought, I wish this was a little greasy flat pizza and not the deep dish that's so bready, you know?
It's bad lasagna. That's what deep dish pizza is. It's bad lasagna. Let me give you a really big one. Chicago pizza. Overrated.
Yeah, totally overrated.
Because it's so much the deep dish stuff.
Yeah.
Deep dish pizza, you're right. Way too much bread.
Yep.
You're thinking the stuff, which is why you're eating. There's not enough stuff. It's too much dough.
Yes.
It doesn't cook that well. It
yes.
cooks inconsistently. Deep dish pizza, lose my number.
Yep.
You're overrated.
You nailed it. Exactly.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Underrated. Lake Harriet is underrated in my opinion. I absolutely love it. And we drive over there from St. Paul whenever we can on a nice day, especially on a weekend, to walk the dog and let her swim. And it's fantastic. It's the perfect distance around for a good, nice exercise walk. There are several places where we can let her in the water. It's just great. And it's beautiful on a nice evening when the boats are all not docked. They're not docked. They're, what do you call it, when they're anchored?
Anchored.
They're anchored, yeah. They're anchored to one side of the lake. And yesterday was a little bit breezy, and there were some sailboats out. And it was just great. I just absolutely love that place.
We're two for two, because I agree with you 100%. I think a lot of people forget about Harriet.
Mm-hmm.
And I will head down there occasionally for the walk.
Yeah.
Or bike ride.
Right.
When you deal with Bidet Bacosca.
Yeah.
Good luck. I mean, it's anarchy taking place.
Is it really? We don't go there very often.
Which path you're on.
Oh.
On your left, on your right, ring the stupid bell. Which way are you going?
For biking.
You're people watching.
Yeah.
Your neck gets sore from people watching. Lake Harriet is more kind of namaste.
It's perfect. And so is Lake of the Isles,
calm,
I will say. Yes.
It's peaceful.
Yes, it's peaceful and just nice and the right amount of energy. Friday nights, they have bands in the band shell. They have good food and ice cream, and it's just lovely.
Okay, is it too cold in the water for your pooch?
No.
It seems like it might be a little too chilly.
That's what I thought, too, but she loves it. She just goes in and gets the stick and brings it back, and we cheer for her, and she does it again, and we cheer, and she does it again, and it's fun. She doesn't mind.
Laura, it sounds like you're torturing the dog. The dog doesn't know any better.
No. I can't believe
it's
they're
going in the water.
Again.
It's conditioned.
No.
The dog is just saying, please, for the love of God, don't throw that stick in there again. It's too damn cold. But no, I got to go. I got to, you know, it's all for Laura. It's all to use Laura.
For sure.
Okay.
No, she loves it. And I was remembering yesterday, you know, we just adopted her from a shelter during the pandemic. So she was a pandemic rescue pooch. And last summer was the first summer that she learned how to swim because she was a puppy. She hadn't been around any lakes or water yet. And it was such a great day to let her in the water for the first time, and they just take off, and they know exactly what to do, and she could not get enough of it. So,
excellent.
Yes, it was cool. Okay, and then my properly rated, and I'm guessing you're going to disagree with me on this one. 68 degrees is properly rated. That is my favorite temperature of all time, and it was 68 last hour. We dropped a degree. It's only 67 now, but I love 68.
I wanted about 76.
Yeah.
That's just me. I want shorts.
Yeah.
I want a t-shirt. 68, it's a little more pantsy. Did you hear our controversy last week in the middle school, high school years now? The gals apparently want no part of hairy legs. Mm. So boys, middle school and high school, are no longer wearing shorts because they don't want people making fun of their legs if they're hairy.
On.
If not, a number of the boys are shaving their legs.
Oh, my God.
It's a thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Can
yes.
we just be concerned about something that matters?
It's middle school.
Jeez. I mean,
does that ever happen?
Wow. That's ridiculous.
Yep. High school, too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Ridic.
Yeah. Cook. 68. Too cold or right?
No, I like 68. In fact, I'm even happy listening to Laura's forecast. And we're talking about like 50s over the weekend. I get to break out the hoodies for a couple of days.
That's a little.
Are you
chilly,
hoodies?
Man.
Almost a little extra hoodie
June
action.
Want the hoodies?
I was lamenting the fact that
go
I was
to Alaska.
Having to put the hoodies away, and now I get to break them out over the weekend. It's going to be great. Overrated, by the way, the Twins' ability to do math, apparently, with this 1,000 homer thing. I mean, guys, you got one job to do. Come on now.
Okay, here's the other thing. Overrated, I don't care. I mean, who cares? It's a 1,000. Get back to me when it's like 100,000 or some big number. But you are right. If they're going to build this up, this nothing thing up, Laura, get your number right. Don't figure it out. Hey, wait a second. We played in Puerto Rico. They didn't go through the schedule just to double check this?
Well, yeah, or they should determine when they're doing these Puerto Rico games or playing elsewhere, are we going to count these in our stats? Are we or are
not
we
for
not?
Target
I mean,
field,
for Target
we're not
field,
going
right?
to.
I mean,
no.
Yeah.
No.
You have to.
Oh, right. Okay, so
yeah,
this is just
runs,
at Target
just
Field.
Target home runs at
Target,
oh, yeah.
Target
yeah.
Field.
Well,
that's a no-brainer. You
yes.
don't count those. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Properly rated, by the way.
Hold on. Let's pause.
Okay.
Let's pause. Let's not get too far behind. Maura Danes, you can chime in, too. I want to hear from you. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Where do you stand on deep dish pizza, too? All three of us saying overrated, bad lasagna, too doughy, not enough of the good gooey stuff and cooking issues. You with us or something else you'd like to add? 651-461-9226. Playing Janet Jackson on birthday 56. Phenomenal career for Janet. We're in the middle of overrated, underrated, properly rated. Want to hear from you through text, including on deep dish pizza, Lake Harriet, the Twins and math issues. Chime in on any part of this you'd like or offer up something different. 651-461-9226. Continue, Mr. Cook.
The next two that I have are actually pairs, so bear with me on these. First of all, properly rated the lunar eclipse. That looked pretty darn cool last night, I thought. Overrated is the 8 yep. billion grainy cell phone shots that people were plastering all over Twitter and social media. We get it. You can see that. We can all see the thing. That's fine. If you've got, you know, if you're a good photographer and you got really good equipment and you want to take a really cool shot of it and share that, beautiful. But I don't need to see your grainy cell phone shot. I mean, I can go walk outside and get a better view of it than that. Stop it. What's the matter with people?
Wow. So in other words, you're against anybody sharing a part of history. You get to see the history yourself.
Yeah.
But if someone else has a better look at it, they can't do it because it might offend Dan.
If somebody else has a better view of it, then they should have the appropriate equipment with which to capture said view and not just some grainy cell phone shot.
Laura, do all your friends have a giant telescope at their house?
I can hang my head out the window and get a better view than the grainy cell phone shot.
I say Grumple Stiltskin. That's what I say.
Although we have a lot of this moon and that moon and this moon, you know.
Was this like a flower moon thing? Wasn't that part of this one? Super blood flower?
Once every 3 years, let's have a moon thing. There's too many moon things. Moon things.
I have a moon thing always on my mind that causes me anxiety because I swear to God that I cannot sleep when there's a full moon. And I'm not going to bring up not sleeping to you, Chad, but
I
cringe every time I look to the sky and see a full moon. And then I think, okay, you know that feeling when you're trying to go to sleep and you can't. And then I blame the moon.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you tried blaming the moon, Chad? Maybe that would help you out a little bit.
I blame many, many things.
I bet you have.
I'll add it to the list.
Okay, one more and then I'll turn it over to you. This is another pair. Overrated at this point, position players pitching. This is ridiculous. It needs to stop. It's just, it's absurd to the game. It's an insult. Unless properly rated a Hall of Fame pitcher or a Hall of Fame position player pitching. Albert Pujols the other night for the Cardinals.
Okay.
That was fantastic. I loved every second.
What do you mean it was fantastic? He got lit up. Yeah. He had no chance.
Yeah, but it was Albert Pujols.
It was mockery of the game.
It was Albert Pujols.
What an elitist.
He gets a pass.
You are.
The 15th, bench player doesn't get a pass. Albert Pujols gets a pass.
Who was our guy? Nick
Gordon.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Did he do a good job?
He doesn't live up to Dan's standard.
No, I don't want to watch Nick Gordon pitch. I'll watch Albert Pujols pitch.
Are they doing this for fun or is this because we don't have other pitchers available?
It's the size of the lead.
Okay.
Most of the time, it's you're losing dramatically, and we now treat pitchers' arms like they're a newborn baby. Mm-hmm. So we can't screw them up. In the Albert Pujols case, just to point out how Dan is wrong on this one, the Cardinals had such an enormous lead they brought him in.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of rubbing it in. That's like,
correct.
We're beating
mockery.
You so badly, we're going to bring this guy in to pitch.
It's the Hall of Famer on his farewell tour, let him pitch. I got no problem with
it. Dan's pro-bullying, Laura. That's where we know where
I know. He's been like that ever since I've known him.
Exactly. Prominent. Okay, let me go here. Pat Beverly's audition. ESPN. This has been going on for about a week. The Timberwolves point guard. It was peak Pat Bev today. I didn't watch a second, but I've seen the clips everywhere. So Pat Beverly has hatred towards Chris Paul. Okay? Chris Paul is, I don't know, maybe the 38th greatest player of all time in the NBA. His team, the Phoenix Suns last night, the clear-cut best team in the league this regular season. At one point, they were trailing by 46 last night. At halftime, Luka Doncic, the wonder kid, he had 27 points in the first half. The Suns had 27 points in the first half. So Pat Bev is on with Stephen A. Smith on Get Up and just killed Chris Paul. Absolutely made some valid points, but you have to understand the hatred, the absolute hatred that he has for Chris Paul. So, Laura, if you're going to have somebody on who's going to have flames coming out of their mouth, It's the perfect timing if the guy he detests most in the NBA just once again fell flat on his face. So yes. Good timing for Pat Bev.
Is this the one? Is this the guy where Pat Bev said he would eat steak and drink wine before having to face this guy? Yes. Okay.
Yes. This is also the guy, Chris Paul, who Pat Bev, let's point out, cheap shotted last year. And when he didn't play in the opening game this year, it's because he was suspended for cheap shotting Chris Paul. Mm. So Wolves fans and observers are loving this, of course, because he's our guy. If he would have pushed Ant, we'd want him dead. But now because he's our guy, he's the greatest thing ever. But as far as trying to get in the ESPN rotation, Pat Bev's audition today, it was a 10. Better Call Saul is one of the 10 greatest shows of my lifetime. I absolutely love it. So we're down to a full season left, but like Breaking Bad, like a lot of all-time shows, they really break it up into two seasons. And so we've got the finale for part one of the season tonight. They need a great one. The bar is high for Better Call Saul. I didn't think the first 2.5 hour premiere was great. I didn't think last week's was great. There have been some really good ones, including Nacho and with Jimmy dressing up as Howard. But this isn't like Twins game 79. This is an all-time show with their last season. And I'm expecting brilliance out of each one. I'm not quite getting it. So I want an amazing show out of Better Call Saul tonight. Drew Brees, great quarterback, slightly overrated, I think, but still great quarterback. He signs with NBC. Laura, he was atrocious. He added nothing different, nothing interesting when he was in the studio. He worked a playoff game. Your pooch would have been just as good.
Do you think he's nervous?
And now, I think he's nervous. He's not comfortable, Dan. There just wasn't insight. Mm. And it's closed circuit to Fox for giving Tom Brady.
Yes.
10 years, $375 million. I got it. When they open up the telecast and it's him and Kevin Burkhardt and Wallaby going, damn, Tom Brady still looks good.
Uh-huh.
You know? But then he better be saying something interesting, Laura.
Yes.
Because he'll have 9 years and another $340 million left.
They must have confidence in him. He must be articulate and interesting, is my guess.
Not so far, he hasn't been. In his interviews, Tom Brady really doesn't say anything.
No, he's like the Joe Mauer of the NFL in terms of, he knows all the cliches to say where you're saying nothing, while saying all of these things. So, that's going to have to change. He's going to have to pivot, which some players do. I mean, there have been players that
can
broadcasting
yes.
and all of a sudden are critical of fellow players and have no problem doing that kind of thing. And he could be that. But if he's not, that's a big contract.
Yeah.
Troy Aikman, prime example.
Dull.
Dull as can be, but his telecast, he's better. Okay, couple more here. To my friends, the Charchians, great, great friends, by excellent cooks. They were cooking something called canned potatoes on the grill this weekend. Laura.
Yes.
Go get real potatoes. You don't have to get canned potatoes. I've never heard of canned potatoes before. Have you?
I saw his tweet, and I saw his potatoes, and I thought they looked pretty dang good.
No.
I think if you're grilling just about anything, you can make it taste good. If you're grilling it. I would never eat canned potatoes straight out of the can.
Yeah. If he and Roxy have their normal whiskey, yes, canned potatoes can be good. No, I want to end the canned potato industry. I want my potatoes not canned. Not Ken. Oh, here's Roxy texting me. Hold on a second. I hope this is Roxy just admitting the errors of her way. Hold on. Let's go. In the car listening. Oh, so there goes my friendship with Roxy. She's done with me.
Yeah.
This is for you, Cook.
Okay.
Ric Flair is going to wrestle.
Oh, my gosh.
In a month or so.
This is so horrible.
Ric Flair is 73 years old. Okay? 73. In the 80s, there was never a better wrestler than Ric Flair. And I'm talking mainly interview, right? Never, ever, ever. That was in the 80s. It's now in the 20s. Rick, stop, please, for the love of God.
And
stop.
2 years ago, the man was in the hospital and everybody thought he was going to die. Yes. And now all of a sudden he's going to get back in the ring and take bumps and do a match? Are you crazy? I don't know. I don't know who's booking this. This is insanity.
Why would he do it?
Well, he'd do it for
the
money because he's dead.
Oh, okay.
He's got four ex-wives and
lost.
He lives at the edge of his means.
Yes.
And yeah, no, it's all about the money for him.
He lived the limousine riding. I mean, he lived
the gimmick, 100%. But how in the world, as somebody that runs a promotion, you book this? I mean, you better be insured up to your eyeballs. I can't imagine.
I'm not kidding.
It's not going to be live on TV or anything, is it?
I mean, sure.
What if something bad happens to him?
But it's some independent group that nobody's ever heard of. Rick, I'll send you some of Roxy's canned potatoes.
Yes.
Please, don't wrestle. And then the last food item, and we're going to come back into some text here too. There is a representative, Nick. I think his name is Representative Mike Sundin, I think it is. He has proposed an official state soup. The official state soup he has proposed is cream of lutefisk.
Oh.
Cream of lutefisk. As I said on Twitter, Laura, if this gets approved, I want Minnesota to cease to exist as a state. I want the United States of America to be 49 states. Cream of lutefisk.
Ridiculous.
We wouldn't serve that at Guantanamo.
Oh. Have you ever had lutefisk?
It's awful.
Is that the one that's soaked in lye? Is that lutefisk?
It's terrible.
Yeah. I've
it's
never
awful.
Had it.
It's,
and then you're going to cream it? My God. It's disgusting.
Seriously. Was this a cry for help? Does he have a family member held hostage? Was this his signal to us? Cream of lutefisk. Oh, disgusting.
Yuck.
Laura, you are better than what's-his-face, and we're not surprised.
Thank you.
Laura's back with the news. We're going to get back to Buffalo and great replacement theory at 205 and some other items. We started the show on the mass shooting in Buffalo and the other mass shootings. I want to get to some of your texts, some of your overrated, underrated, properly rated, yours on your own, reacting to canned potatoes, cream of lutefisk, and yes, deep dish pizza, massively overrated. We'll do that after weather and traffic on CCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Jeff Begays, the excellent reporter on security and crime issues. Jeff Begays from CBS is going to join us 205. We get back into Buffalo and what happened with the individual who, for racist reasons, brutally targeted black individuals and killed 10 people while at a grocery store. Just horrifying. Talked about that a lot in the first two segments. A lot of good feedback from folks on what would you do? What can we do to make some progress? We're not going to stop it, but some progress. I know the app doesn't work all the time, but I'll just be really blunt. I don't understand how we haven't changed the app like 9 times at this point. But what does work are podcasts. And you can podcast the show anytime you'd like. Dan gets up segments and hours very quickly. So go to Odyssey.com, punch in the Chad Hartman Show, and please give us a follow that way. That way. This is not the first time I've said this, but Laura brought it up, so we're bringing it up again. And I'll just stand by. Here's my tweet. Follow us at Chad Hartman Show, at Dan Cook, WCCO. I think Laura's just at Laura Oaks, right?
It's at Laura WCCO.
Laura WCCO. So yep. I wasn't even close at all. And at AC830. As I tweeted, discussing deep dish pizza on the show. Let's all agree. Overrated. Too much dough. Cooked inconsistently. Never lives up to the hype. It's bad lasagna. I just want to agree with myself again. I mean, that's just, I nailed it. And you're with me, right?
100%. I'm a New York style pizza guy. Deep dish is just, it's too much dough. It's too much not of the stuff that you want. So.
Okay, let's get to some of the reaction. Let's get to some of the Twitter reaction here. Attaching the word pizza to this bizarre concoction of dough and sauce and other unused pizza ingredients was marketing genius. Yes, that's it, Cook. Beautiful marketing. Great marketing. Not good. Not good. Texter. Or excuse me, more on Twitter. Had deep dish pizza in Chicago. It's hot dish. It's not pizza. And a pretty decent hot dish if done correctly. But usually that's not the case. Nothing worse than when it's cold in the middle. Let me add this to Minnesotans. I think hot dish is massively overrated too. Just a concoction of ingredients that you're throwing in there because they can't stand on their own. That's what a hot dish is, and that's what pizza is. Get ingredients, Dan Cook, that are confident in themselves and on their own are good enough. Don't hide them in the crowd. Don't blend in. Stand out.
I mean, I'm with you, but I think, do we have to throw in stew then into that kind of category too? That's just kind of a bunch of stuff jumbled together, isn't it?
Separate. Shh. Separate.
Okay.
Jeff Wagner from Channel 4. If your only experience with deep dish involves non-Chicago franchises, giving it a try here in Minnesota, I can possibly understand how you feel. But there's dozens of spots in greater Chicago that do it well. Their success speaks volumes. Okay, I believe, maybe somebody's calling me from the deep dish pizza community. I believe the greatest summer town in America is Chicago, Illinois.
You said that many times.
Yep. I've traveled to Chicago, la-di-da, put my shoulder back in the socket, 50 times. It's not that good there either. Again, I love Chicago in the summer. It's so fun. There's so much to do. It's fantastic. Deep dish pizza, even in the legendary places, not that good. Who reached out to us on Twitter, Cook?
That would be Lou Malnati's.
Yeah. Lou, I love that you're following us. It's not that good. Just, it's not that good. And I've had Lou's. It's better than the Minnesotans. But it's not that good. This is a terrible take. Should I block that person right away, Cook? Done with that person?
I mean, at least mute him. I mean, that's, you know, give him maybe a warning shot, but yeah.
Yeah. Here's when I know my opinion is right on.
Yep. I know exactly where
you're going. When Blois Olson says, I'm beginning to think you're not even human. This guy and his food takes. Now, this one hurts. Because I have mass respect for Henry Lake's food takes. And he says, terrible take. You know what I think of this? I think he's exercising too much.
It could be, yeah.
You know? Yeah. Green Mill deep dish pizza is number one for me. Stop.
Oh. Stop, please. Oh. Please, no. Please, come on.
Where? Oh, here's Mr. Celebration Guy. Lovell. Lavelle E-Neal Triple. It's only the best kind of pizza ever. Whatever. Why don't you go back to Chicago?
Seriously.
Go back to Chicago and tell everybody in Chicago when to celebrate, okay?
Exactly.
No, it's not. It's bad lasagna. That's what it is. How about let's get to some of the texters here on this atrocity known as deep dish pizza. Stew on a cold winter day after working the cold. That's pretty good. Chad, would you turn down a free deep dish pizza? How hungry am I? Like, if I'm starving, no. But, and I love pizza. I love so many types of pizza. Deep dish pizza doesn't cut it. Soup, somebody, because we're talking about the representative who's trying to say
cream of lutefisk. Oh, my gosh.
Something that just sounds as frightening as can be should be our state soup. And this person says walleye chowder. I like walleye. I don't think walleye chowder is that good, though. What do you think?
It's got to be something wild rice-ish, doesn't it?
Yes. I think, listen, you know me. I sometimes run from the traditionally popular Minnesota thing. Wild rice soup is excellent.
It's got to be it, right?
It's excellent. Canned potatoes only when I'm in, at camp cooking out of desperation. Thank you. Lutefisk is wonderful. No, okay. It's awful. It's disgusting. Chet, I do have on a trip, somebody we were with kept calling me Chat. So when I call a buddy, it comes up Chat.
Nice.
Too. Chat, I normally agree with you, but you're completely wrong about hot dish. Gotta love a great tater tot hot dish.
No, you don't. No, we don't. No.
You're doing it for societal pressure. Grandma Mildred forced you to like it. I'm sure you miss Grandma Mildred. Hopefully she's still here. Next time, bring some meatloaf or something, because hot dish doesn't cut it. Tell them the truth about food here noon to 3 on CCO. Janet Jackson all day on her 56th birthday. Jeff Begays from CBS, the latest on what we know and don't know about 10 people brutally murdered, targeted because of their race in the Buffalo market shooting over the weekend. Just a horrific story. Jeff, excellent on covering these stories. We'll give our thoughts after that on this bizarre now, sadly, more popular replacement theory. We spent a fair amount of time on the Buffalo story in the first hour. Chip Scoggins on a variety of sports topics at 2:35. I saw this item, Dan. There's a bunch of other items we just don't have time to get to with. I mean, the two main talkers today on the show, Buffalo and just telling you the truth about deep dish pizza. Worst pilot shortage in recent memory in our country. Talking about raising the retirement age from 65 to 67. Saying this may take years and years and years to get up to where they need to be. That so many individuals walked away during COVID, when the airlines were bleeding money and they were handed early retirement packages. Major airlines are trying to hire more than 12,000 pilots this year alone. The smaller regional airlines are really struggling. There's one based out of Arizona, Mesa. They're saying, this is a small regional airline, Stan. They need 200 of them right now. So it was not the first time we've talked about it. Think about the stretches we've had when so many flights are canceled.
Yeah.
That's a huge part of it. I know one they should hire. He talked to the Today Show today, the guy we talked about last week, and so did a lot of people. The guy was on the small plane, the Cessna, not that small of a plane. And when the pilot was incapacitated, and Dan, he was able to fly the plane and land it perfectly.
Yeah.
They got to hire that guy.
They do have to hire that guy. And I have to revise my answer from last week when you asked if I thought I could actually pull that off with appropriate guidance, because I saw that interview and I saw him talking about, well, I knew that if I pulled back too much, I was going to stall the plane, but it was going too fast. And so the wings were going to, he knew a bunch of stuff that I had no clue. So if he knew all that stuff and was able to land the plane, I don't have any of that knowledge.
You and Carter were way too confident.
Yeah,
I hoped that I wouldn't be rattled, but then I admitted I'm such a technical neophyte. I don't know. So, I mean, Carter basically said he's better than Sully, which I think
Without question.
Linda's construction time check is 1:57. Time to protect your landscaping and foundation with Leaf Guard gutters. CBS and Laura up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.